Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Tuning in to the first word here once again. Sorry about the delay on us not being on here. But, we want to continue to try to be as faithful as possible. Once again, this is the first word. We basically study the book of Proverbs here. And today is November 19th. We want to be studying Proverbs 19 today, and in doing so, we just like to correspond each day that each Sunday falls on with the Proverbs. So I'm gonna start us off with a word of prayer, and then we'll jump right into it. All right. Dear Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for continuing to help everybody that is on the line. Pray that you touch each and everybody on the line, wherever they at. Pray that you help them out in the way that they need to be helped. Pray something said on here that can be spread throughout the world so we can let others know about the knowledge and use the knowledge better that you have left for us. Pray that you continue. Bless the first word and try and keep everybody on track. Maybe just bless everybody the rest of the year. Thank you for bringing us closer to the end of the year. And Jesus, now pray, amen. So, like I said, today we're going to be studying Proverbs 19. Starts off by saying, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that preserves his lips and is a fool. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The foolishness of a man perverteth his ways, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is spread from his neighbor. All right, so I read the first four verses here, and basically it's talking about having being poor versus being rich. As we know, there are many, as we see, physically poor, but there's a lot of people that are also spiritually poor that are fools, and that's basically what they're talking about here. Where it also talks about the even though, you know, the poor person walks in the lane of the blameless, the fool whose lips are perverse always, you know, always want to say something, always around. They're most of the time who we point the finger at for things, for them being fools. Verse 2, where it talks about, you know, desire without knowledge is not good. You can definitely have the desire to do anything, but I think definitely in our, at least in our industry, that there's a lot of knowledge. And even in the day and age that we have now with all of our technology, there's not a lot of knowledge that is available to us. We just have to have the desire to go in and get it. Verse 4 just speaks of the true fact that with all that wealth, you will have many friends. Most of them may not be your friends. They may not be there for the right reasons, but definitely more money attracts more people. But even the closest friend of a poor person deserts them. And basically, people don't like to be around poor people. There's a lot of them that are here, especially coming up on Thanksgiving. You know, a lot of the times during the holidays, most people, you know, go out to homeless shelters, feed the homeless, hand out food and everything. And I don't think that, you know, sometimes that just because it's a holiday, you know, you can do that. You know, you see a lot of homeless people around in our area that can be helped by you. And that's definitely a thing of, you know, sometimes you'd rather be the poor person than be the rich person because of, you know, the position you're in. With more money comes more problems. And that's a true fact. You got any other callers online that like to make any comments on these verses right here?
What's up? Good morning, Aunt. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
What's up?
Hey, I've missed the what Bible verse, what book and chapter you in?
Proverbs 19. The chapters correspond with the days that each Sunday falls on.
So I'd like to make a comment while he's looking it up. It's definitely easy to get off track when you got a whole lot of wealth, and you have to learn, like the Apostle Paul said, whatever state I am, to be content as God blesses, whether I'm rich or whether I'm poor. I'm content that God has my back, because like in chapter 19, verse 4, it says, you know, wealth, you know, attracts many friends, but as soon as that money's gone, folk won't flee. And so you have to learn to know that God is the one that got your back, and he's the one that you should please, and we shouldn't be people pleasers, whether we're rich or poor, to keep it in proper perspective. Sometimes you appreciate things a lot more when you don't have them. When you have them, sometimes you take them for granted. So appreciate when you have and appreciate when you don't have.
Definitely good points right there. We got any other callers making any comments on these first four verses?
Okay, it says, I can definitely agree to what Pastor was saying, that appreciation, God will me, myself, this year, God has taken a lot from me because I didn't appreciate certain things. And, like, through that, I gained a lot of wisdom and knowledge through me opening my eyes and seeing what I did have instead of complaining about what I didn't have. So, when it says, better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a fool whose lips are perverse. Basically, I perceive what my own understanding is that a poor person is better off. They're walking around not blaming, like not blaming everybody for his mistakes or why he's being poor than somebody that talks the wrong things out their mouth.
Definitely good analogy right there for that verse. Verse 4 is very key. Is there any other callers that would like to make comments?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, everybody? I would like to, you know what I'm saying, just agree with everybody was saying, sometimes, even as Christians, you know what I'm saying, we play the fool as well. We shut down our own blessings by the things that we say out of our mouths. You know, we knock ourselves down before we can even give God a chance to work. You know, like if you say a position at your job, you say, yeah, I like to be that supervisor, but you know what? I ain't going to be able to be, you know what I'm saying, nobody's supervisor, blah, 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 blah. You're already speaking it. You're already putting it into place. So, you know, we definitely have to be able to rather be poor than to be the fool. And that's what I'm taking from these verses. And as far as the money go, you know, not just friends, but everybody coming, you know what I'm saying? And people that knew you since you was a little kid that you've never seen before in your life, you get some money, you're going to see them, you know? So it's definitely, you know, like Pastor said, it's you got to please God, you know, because the people going to leave, you know, at the end of the day. And to be honest, God forgives and people don't. So you have to, you know, be able to be able to get, decipher between the two and just allow God to use you, allow God to be able to. That's why it's so important to obtain the wisdom and the knowledge. Just like you said, oftentimes, you know, as men, we want to be Mr. Handyman and everything and throw the instruction manual to the side. And then we start to get frustrated because it's not going our way. Like, the instruction manual is sitting right there, but we rather try to do it ourselves. And, you know, we make it sometimes harder on ourselves when the instruction manual is right in front of us. So we have to definitely be able to, you know, obtain and want the knowledge in order to grow as in the family and as a man of God. So yeah, that's my comments. Let me see verse.
Definitely good comments right there. On verse 4. The next couple verses definitely corresponds with that. Goes on to say, a false witness will not go unpunished, and whoever pours out lies will not go free. Many curry favor with the ruler, and everyone is a friend of one who gives gifts. So definitely, speaking of the part of wealth and definitely giving a lot of the time, you know, when you say, if I could say, if you start something, you know, definitely they look for a continuation. You know, sometimes people use certain people as a crutch. Sometimes certain people are looking for sometimes a handout, you know, and sometimes you just got to work through it, work for it. Definitely be smart about it. That definitely speaks to the fact of, like you said, Mother Jamal, about the fool and how sometimes even we play the fool, you know, even in certain positions that we want to be in. We sometimes you just don't want to put in the time and put in everything that you want to get there, to respect it once you get it. But
it's a fact.
Definitely, you know, once you definitely get a gift from somebody, you know, sometimes it's, you know, even when we're younger, we look at it, you know, oh, they always giving us gifts, they always giving us gifts, and then that one time they don't have it, that's when, you know, even if they start becoming poor, like a poor person, you know, one time they don't have it, like it says, in the next couple of verses, in verse 7, where it talks about, it says, the poor are shunned by their relatives. How much more do their friends avoid them? You know, your family is very key. And it says, you know, even their family doesn't look for them. You know, when you don't have it, your family looks down on you. You know, us being men, we not going to say nothing because of our pride, you know. But definitely consideration, a lot of things that affect everybody, not just you. That's my take on these verses right here. What do you guys think?
I can. It's kind of scary that we're talking about this proverb today, because me and my friend was just talking about it last night. Well, basically my cousin, about how how many friends I used to have around me when I had everything going for myself. As soon as whenever you need somebody, or when you start losing out on your money, or being able to do stuff like pick them up because you got a car, a vehicle, or do certain vices that's not of God. Once you can't do that no more, then you notice how few friends start to show up, and then you really realize you only have but one or two real true friends that'll come, unconditional friends, should I say, that'll come regardless of your situation. So it says, a poor man is shunned by all his relatives. How much more do his friends avoid him? And I can definitely relate to that and attest to that. So thank you, whoever. Thank you, Proverbs 19. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. I think all of us have been down that road where everybody riding, you know, when everything is good, everybody's riding. But when the struggle comes, everybody want to jump off, and you can't find them. That's why it's important to always lean and depend on God to give you that support, because for whatever reason, you know, some people have good reasons, some people have fake reasons, you know, but you'll be okay because God knows you, and He knows what you're going through, He won't let you down. That's the thing about God. There's no failure in God. And for whatever reason, the family and relatives or whoever, you know, they can't post, they can't show. You know, God, there's no failure in Him. He's gonna post, He's going to show every time. And He can do everything that you and I need Him to do.
Amen. And I believe that's why, you know, He tells us to trust in them within Him with all our heart, you know, because, you know, our mother and father can abandon us, and our brother could do us dirty, but He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And, you know, that's why we have to, you know, always trust in Him. Because even when your mother turn your back on you, God gonna be right there. You know, I've you know, seen that and had to, you know, witness that a couple of times, you know, but it just made my faith stronger, and it made me trust in Him first. You know, oftentimes, as soon as, you know, situations happen, we go run and talk to somebody else about it. And God wants us to talk to Him about it first, because
Amen.
He's the only
Amen.
One that can do something about it. See, the only thing that a person can do is kind of say, oh, man, I understand what you're saying. But you sometimes you just can't really understand what that person is saying. One of my buddies, his father passed away. He was talking to me, and I really didn't know what too much to say, because I didn't understand what he was going through. My father's still here. Yeah, we go through what we go through, but, you know, he's still here at the end of the day. So it's like, you know, we have to trust in God first, and we have to bring all our problems to Him, because He's going to make it better. There's nothing that nobody can say to you. You know, people say time heals everything. Nah, God heals everything. And God will be the one that could soothe your pain and your mind and your troubles. So, yeah, that's my comment.
Sounds like everybody's on the road this morning. It's definitely good verses here in Proverbs 19. Do-do-do. All right, we'll go to, I'm going to read verse 7 again. It says, the poor are shunned by all their relatives. How much more do their friends avoid them? Though the poor pursue them with pleading, they are nowhere to be found. The good one who gets the wisdom loves the life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper. A false witness will not go unpunished, and whoever pours out lies will perish. It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury. How much worse for a slave to rule over a princess? And I'm going to stop on 11. It says, a person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. So, like we were talking about, you know, this there's definitely these comparisons between the fool and a wise person, the poor and the rich. It speaks to the fact of the one who loves wisdom loves life. It's definitely a thing of even at an early age, everybody has wisdom. It's definitely up to you to use it. It's, a lot of the time, you know, even on you have shows and stuff, and they say, you know, viewer discretion is advised. You know, it's a lot of things in life that we go through, even as men, that, you know, you have to use discretion. You have to use wise. I know a lot of the time when I was younger, looking back on it now, my father always said, you know, you got to learn how to finesse. You got to have finesse. You got to learn how to not be so aggressive all the time. And, you know, that definitely helped me out even in my workplace today. You know, a lot of the time, even with certain things I do and I work on, that, you know, sometimes the tiniest little thing will definitely help. You know, take it slow. Definitely having that wisdom behind that, you know, like it says in the verse, will definitely help you prosper. To the fact of verse 9, where it talks about false witnesses, you know, God knows everything. He definitely will not let, you know, the false witness and the lies, you know, prosper. Even back in the times when Jesus had died and everybody was still lying on him and he knew what he had to do. It's a thing of, you know, God, you have to remember that God knows everything. And sometimes we don't have to take care of it right then and there. You know, a lot of the time, us being men, we like to definitely take hold of everything and be like, nah, we about to fix this now. I know a lot of people, even on my job, you know, they like to throw their hands. They like to, you know, be all big and bad, you know, push people around and stuff. But a lot of the time, you know, like I said, if you have a little finesse, you take your time and calm down. But a lot of situations that a lot of people get into can definitely be avoided. Think about these verses here.
Definitely agree with you, Sam. Definitely agree. You have to be able to. Use your wisdom in a certain situation. You know, a lot of people don't think,
and
it puts them in bad situations
every time.
You know, we sit back and just think what will please God.
You know, okay.
I sit here and try to talk this situation out or just walk away from the situation. Is that going to please
God?
If I try to take it in my own hands, is that going to please God? So at the end of the day,
making God proud, that's the way to go.
You know, things that He wants us to use them. We don't have them for nothing. Like the thing that our parents
don't teach us.
You know, they teach us so we can use them in a situation. So if they did it the wrong way, we don't have to,
you know,
struggle or whatever the case
is.
I definitely agree with what both of y'all said, but I like to focus on verse 11 when it says, a man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. And what I take from that is that it takes so much more and a person to be able to ignore somebody and instead of wanting to argue with them or be combative or give them the response they're looking for. And you don't realize how much power you have by not giving them what they're looking for, by being a bigger person, by killing them with kindness. And that's where your glory comes from, because back in the medieval times, glory came from war, or being a soldier or warrior and winning wars. And the best way to win a war is to finish it. And in today's day and age, the best way to finish a verbal war is by not replying. And the war is finished, and so you won. And you'll leave people looking confused and baffled, and they'll still try you, but if you could smile and end up just ending it with "I love you" and walk away, you'll be surprised how much more hurt they'll be than you giving them what they're looking for.
Amen, amen. Definitely speaks to not adding fuel to the fire. You know, in certain situations, like I was saying, a lot of people want to go back and forth,
want to argue,
and it gets them in a worse situation.
You sound like you got the echo flex on. There's an echo on the line. Go ahead. It's not there now.
Oh, no.
Somebody must have been on speakerphone. Go ahead.
All right. So, like I was saying, definitely don't add fuel to the fire. Verse 11, definitely taking that, taking everything into consideration before you definitely move or decide to indulge in certain conversations with certain people. Certain arguments, you just got to be wise about how you go about those. This is a good point that you brought up there, Joey. Any other comments on verse 11? All right. If not, we're going to move on to the next couple of verses here. It says, "A king's rage is like the roar of a lion, but his favor is like the dew on the grass. A foolish child is a father's ruin, and a quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping of a leaky roof." I'm going to stop right there. It's definitely true that, you know, when you get anybody mad, whether it be a king or not, you know, once they get mad and once they start living on a little rant or whatever, they definitely, you can definitely feel their wrath, whether it be your parents, whether it be anybody that has rule over you, your manager, whoever. Definitely their presence is felt, and their favor is like dew on the grass. You know, certain people that you know, once you definitely either befriend them or have good confidence, they definitely can help you out and will show that favor. The next one in verse 13, where it talks about a child is a father's ruin, a foolish child is a father's ruin, and of course, a wife is like a leaky roof. Well, if anybody has been around long enough, you know, everybody knows about the leaky faucet or whatever leaking. It's, after a while, it becomes a nuisance, annoying, whatever you want to call it. But definitely, like it says in the verse here, that she becomes like a... what do you guys think about these verses right here?
It definitely speaks for itself. You know, as far as a foolish son, we can do some things that cause grief to our parents, to our father. So it's best to be wise, listen to what they're telling us, and follow through, so we won't be that ruin to them. And then also, as men, make sure that if you're looking to get a wife, that she's not going to wear you out with nagging. Nobody wants to be nagged, especially a man, because it gets old quick, and you got to look past all the beauty, all the sex, and understand that everything that glitter and gold and that beauty and that sex will be something you don't even want if she's a nag.
Amen, amen. That's I just want to bring us to a close here. And so the last couple of verses, any other comments before we close out?
No, I'm good.
All right. If not, Brother Jamal, you want to close out?
Sure. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, Father God, for us to gather on the line again, Father God, as a man, and discuss your word. Father God, we ask that you be in our church services, Father God, wherever they may be. Father God, we ask you to just lift up everybody on the line, Father God. Keep them strong, Father God, as we depart from each other, Father God. We ask you for traveling mercies, Jesus. We ask you for just to be you, Father God, in our lives, Father God, whatever they may be, Father God. Help us be better men, Father God, better fathers, better brothers, better people, Father God, whatever that you need us to work on, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, until next week, this is the First Word.